any changes or concerns?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Unanimous? Bruce, anything?
No.
Timmy?
No.
Yeah? Good to go. Old business?
Old business. So you have in front of you an invitation to the zoning appeals Christmas luncheon.
Okay.
There it is. You guys are invited. I let the zoning appeals board know. I don't know, Bruce, if you've seen your email yet. But that is going to be the last opportunity you have to say goodbye to me.
Oh, you're leaving?
Resigned from my position here. My last day will be December 31st. I start in Charles County, working for them in January.
Same position?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of, it's a step up from this position, but it's, yeah, it's in planning. It's their director of planning and growth management. So this is your last meeting with me.
We better have an open.
See you go, but congratulations. Congratulations. Good luck.
We better have open bar then.
That will, if you want to.
You take care of that, Bruce.
Right there.
I just told you about open bar situation.
Oh, no, I know what Bruce is talking about.
Although this might be a more mature crowd.
I don't know about that. You haven't seen Bruce and I. You haven't seen Bruce and I roll out.
I haven't seen Tony after a second.
Yeah, after a second martini, man.
This is a luncheon. I do have to go back to work after this luncheon, so.
Calling sick, right?
Good, I suppose. Yeah, what are they going to do? Fire me, right?
That's right.
If I didn't come back that day.
Good luck. We'll miss you.
Well, thanks.
Who's going to fill in the interim for you?
We don't know. So we're still working on the transition. I think Chad's going to run this meeting. But I'm going through all of my pending projects and trying to get them to the point where I can hand them off to figure out who's going to get what. Kevin says they will replace me, but I don't know how long that will take. So we'll make do until that happens. Right, Bruce? Don't have a choice, right?
It's going to be pretty hard to replace you at this point. You've been here quite a while.
Thanks.
Okay.
Feel the same way.
So we got that. It's kind of sad, but I'm glad. I'm happy. I know you wanted to go. I mean, I know you wanted to try something new. So,
yes.
Good luck. Cool bean.
Thanks.
Learning the appeals case.
Two cases. Special exception 481 application for Brum Short Story Brewing for a special exception to establish a tavern. It's going to be at 1550 Deep Creek Drive, Unit I. McHenry, Maryland. Parcel can be found on tax map 50, parcel 711, and it is zoned town center. I don't see there's going to be much of a problem there. It's right out in front of Black Bear.
Yeah.
There's already a tavern there.
They seem like nice people. Mm-hmm. Young people. Is there anything? I didn't hear you say. Why do you have to have a variance for the?
Special exception in town center for a time.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I know when I met him the other day, it seemed like they were ready to go.
Right.
You guys see any problem with this?
I don't.
It's going to be a microbrew type of thing. You're going to have, they're only going to sell beer, have a little cafe, beer drinking cafe. Then they're talking about maybe someday selling food. And I said, stay away from the food because everybody tries to put food in here, doesn't matter. Unless you do little finger
food. Statement for right now was that they're going to serve just, you know, like snack food.
Right. Well, what they told me they were thinking about doing was bringing, having a cafe there and then having people bring their food in with, like, if they go to Black Bear, get it to go or something, set it there. They were going to let that out. I'd never, like, go to Pine Lodge, get a takeout, bring up, sit there, drink their beer. But all those places sell beers, I can't imagine.
Right.
All right, moving on to the next one.
The second one is also a special exception, 482 application submitted by John and Stacy Beauregard for a special exception permit for a single family home, six bedroom PDRU. Property is located at 282 Biltmore Ridge Trail, tax map 49, parcel 147, lot 14, grid 1. It's zoned Lake Residential 1.
That's up on top, isn't it?
Yeah.
You okay with it? Big lot.
That's right near where it should be.
Right where all the others.
Any problem with this one? Moving on up then. Sign update. Is that all you have, Bruce?
That's it for me.
Is there other issue going to work itself out? Other issue work itself out?
they were marching.
It did, actually. I believe Chad may have sent out a.
I saw something, I just didn't sit down and read the whole thing, it sounded like it worked out.
There was a second variance hearing the next month because they had left out that porch roof and the homeowner wanted it. It was a miscommunication.
They left out what?
We had a variance that was putting a home to 11 feet of the rear line and a porch to within, or a deck to within zero. They had built a roof over it, which then includes the footprint of the house to zero. The homeowner didn't realize that they had excluded the roof in the variance hearing and wanted the roof, so they had a second variance set up to allow for it. We missed it because of the, Bill DeVore had left and it was right in that transition period. So it was found, problem solved.
Thanks.
That's it for me. We just have a few as-built, so it'll be approved. That's it.
That sounds like a Tony Dirr excuse.
What? I didn't know that.
All right, what we got? Sign chapter update.
That's just to let you know that the commissioners did approve the sign chapter, but they did approve it with one edit. There was one comment. It was from somebody who was concerned that the 6 to 15 interval on electronic messaging signs, was too long. They wanted like 1 second, but they changed it to 5 to 15 instead of 6 to 15. So they dropped it 1 second, but that was still within the recommended, what was recommended by our sign expert that told us that along the East Coast that was pretty typical, 5 to 15. So they changed it to 5 to 15 and then approved it, and it's been recorded and it's done.
That sounds good. No contention in it at all, really. Sounded like it was pretty smooth.
Yeah, it was very smooth.
All right, on the AEC comm or whatever.
I talked to him a couple times, and he's okay with the extension without the added money, but he does have concern about how long the extension's going to go, because the longer it goes, the more time they're putting in, and then they're concerned about it. Really, the concern comes down to how many edits are we going to have. So if we go through these chapters and we send them the edits, what I would expect is that they incorporate the edits, gives us the second draft, and we say, yeah, you've incorporated the way we wanted, deleted what we wanted, or we say, okay, that wasn't what we meant, change it to whatever. Their concern is, well, what if we give you the second draft and you completely redo it again with a whole new set of edits, and then it's no, never ending. Now, I did tell Chris that I don't think we're going to operate that way, but it is a concern of his. So he's afraid that if we make it an extension for a year, that will happen. There's more possibility of that happening. If we make it shorter, that puts the onus on you to get through these a little quicker. One thing I was thinking of was, before I leave, I'm planning on taking all these drafts and having my edits in them and sending them out to you. If you come into the meetings having read them and submitted your comments, then the meetings go quicker, and we might be able to go through two chapters in a, right, in a month instead of one.
Well, the other variable's in and out with you not being here. It'll take us a little while to figure out whoever takes over at her interim is going to.
Yeah, that's why I want to make sure. I
don't think anybody's really
done.
Staying in the loop as much as you are on this, right?
Right. I've been protecting them because we've been short-staffed on the permit side, so I needed all hands on deck throughout the building season. Now with winter coming on, Chad will have some more time, but.
What do you want, 6 months?
6 months I think might work. The other thing to consider is after we get the second draft, as long as we can internally edit the document, if something else pops up, we can be done with contract. As long as we have the second round of drafts in and we're okay with them.
Do we need to make that decision today on the extension?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to have the extension done. I'm going to hand that over to Brian. but.
But you think we'll have the second draft by?
I don't know. We'll have the first drafts by the end of this year, he assured me on that. We did have a meeting yesterday on water resources in the Deep Creek chapter. They're both pretty close. The infrastructure chapter is probably halfway done. Facilities and services, they've been drafting. So they should all be done by the end of this month. I wanted time for me to review it before December 31st, and he said we shouldn't have a problem with that. So we'll have all the first drafts in hand by the end of the month.
And we need to edit and send it back to them to send a second draft and approve.
Right, and if you can do
and once we do that, then they're finished, right? They can be paid and once they provide a second draft.
As long as we can edit it.
Okay.
Because edits after that would come from, if anything comes from MVP or from public engagement, you know, if there's a big uproar about something and you guys decide to change it, then we change it, but it shouldn't be anything huge at that point.
So at the first of the year, how many chapters will we have left to review?
Left to review, 6. So if you do 2 a meeting, you've got 3 months.
3 months what we gotta do.
But the only way you can do that, because you've only been doing 1 a meeting, is if you.
But if we get a if we get a draft in January,
we'll have it in December before I leave. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. At least we won't have to go through. We can look at the total draft. That'd be a total package, or that's just what we have so far.
Well, you've been getting 1 chapter at a time, but.
Right.
That's the whole thing. The only thing that you haven't seen is the intro and the end. Then, at that point, and those are the easy parts. So I'm not worried about those.
Well, let me ask you another question before we say anything about that. Should we have him start coming to the meetings again or not?
I asked him if he was going to be able to make it to this one, and he wasn't able to. He's going to try to come
up. When you send a letter to him giving the extension, I would point that out that he needs to be.
If he can come up.
What's his name, Chris?
Chris. Yeah, Chris.
Last name?
Why am I blanking on this? Rogers is what I want to say, and then I think, isn't that Mr. America or something? I don't know.
You gotta feel comfortable with 6 months, or
that sounds fair. We gotta be fair to them too, right? I mean, if we right. get the rest of the chapters by the end of the year, then we can read them at our own speed. Be ready to do at least 2 a month. That seems reasonable.
Yeah, if we have them in front of us.
We have them in front of us, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I need a motion. Bruce makes a motion to grant the extension for 6 months.
Okay.
And I want to put in there the caveat of them having a representative here at the next however meeting until we get this thing finalized. Second?
I'll second.
Got a second? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. So moved.
All right, I will get with him on this. Right. Where are we at? Transportation chapter. That's where we're at. You are just in time, Dave. This is it's your baby, isn't it? All right. Thanks, Bruce. Rumor has it. All right. So, what I've done, and you'll see this, I'm not going to be here anymore, but you'll see all these highlights and the comments and all that, and you'll be able to follow them. So as you can tell, I put and highlighted everywhere where you need to discuss. So this first one, they have added this vision statement, and they took it directly from the county's priority letter. And as you know, I write that every year. This is something that I put in the letter, and that was the only place that it was. You need to realize that when I do things and write things, I write for the audience for which I write. So this plays well with MDOT, and that's why it was in our priority letter. It was not in our comprehensive plan, though. So you need to decide if you're in agreement with this vision statement.
Sounds okay to me. I don't like bicyclists out on the county roads, but other than that.
Right.
Because I felt like I've almost sideswiped a few. That's the only reason.
Right.
I have to cut that out from the record there.
It's being recorded.
I know.
I can't delete that. Okay. Part of the reason why this vision statement played well is it went along with my vision for municipal revitalization, where you would have access to a type of transit, a bus service with trails that take you to the downtown, and then a link between the towns, both by transit and by a trail network, which plays well with Garrett Trails. Mm-hmm. So it was just a way of linking all of that together. Everybody okay with that statement? Leave it in there?
I'm fine with it.
Other than the bike issue, everybody all right with this?
Yeah.
We're striking that from the record.
Okay.
Theoretically. All right. Vision okay. Next one, the goals and objectives. As I said here, this is from the 2008 plan. See if you're still in agreement with this goal. Yes, no, maybe. Jeff's okay with it? Everybody else? I think Bruce is still reading.
I'm fine.
Okay. All right, moving on. All right, AECOM added an objective. The rest of the objectives were copied from the 2008 plan. So if you don't have any objective with or any problems with carrying over the objectives 1 through 8, we still need to discuss 9. They pulled it from the Parks and Rec plan. Develop an interconnected countywide trails network to serve different uses, including but not limited to walking, hiking, bicycling, skiing, snowmobiling, off-road vehicles, and horseback riding. So part of the Parks and Rec plan was a big survey where people told us what they thought was lacking. And these were the areas where people wanted to see more things. It also ties really well with Garrett Trails' desire for the the loop that they have. So they added this one.
Looks good to me. Not to be the first one to call.
And our new off-road permitting system and all, it kind of goes hand in hand with that too.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're okay with 1 through 8 just being carried over from 2008 plan?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's nodding. Everyone okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going this easily.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be good? Maybe it's because there's only 4 of you here. I don't know. On this one, I said Paul Harvey to respond. I've already gotten that response. I just need to put it in here. They gave me the updated numbers, and so that's done. And keep going until we find a highlighted spot. All right. Okay, down to identification of issues. The Maryland 495 part of this was from the 2008 plan. An alternative access route to serve the lake area and the municipalities in the Little Yaak River watershed, which is basically Mountain Lake Park and Oakland, those areas. And that the bridge and Glendale Road, that's a bottleneck for traffic, and you need to consider an alternative source for traffic, and it was suggested for 495. Kind of goes along with what we've been beating on MDOT for a while about, specifically on trucks. that you don't really want them going through your towns if they're just passing through, going through your towns. And a lot of our business people, well, specifically Gary Rudell, always says he'd rather not them be going through Deep Creek in the summer either when he has big trucks going. But 495 was never designed for truck traffic because it doesn't have the passing lanes and, you know, it's doesn't have that kind of stuff when it gets steep. So this was in 2008. Do you agree to keep it in?
If you don't use Glendale Road in 495, how are you going to get around the lake?
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. You still need to, I mean, obviously it's still going to be open, but there's certain traffic you probably don't want on there.
I follow a tractor trailer on Kings Run Road over to Broadford, and you turn right and going down to the school. I couldn't believe it the other day.
A tractor trailer? Like
18-wheeler.
18-wheeler?
Yes.
You.
I didn't know what it was unless he was bringing supplies to the school system.
Yeah. Any comments from the Planning Commission? You know, would improve, like it says, for the geometry on 495 to be more feasible for truck traffic.
I don't know. MDOT would begin straightening some of those curves on 495 as a process.
I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I'm not the transportation engineer.
Write
but
your letter. That's your responsibility.
I'm not writing it next year, though, so we'll have to figure that out. I don't know. You weren't here. I resigned. So I'm leaving in January. So who's going to write the transportation letter? We don't know yet. But so you know, we did ask MDOT, and it's been in our letter for a while, to do a truck corridor feasibility study and see where the trucks are going and what kind of trucks we have and how many, and try to come up with some suggestions of a better way to handle truck traffic. And they have agreed to move that forward, so they've started to initially do that study. So we finally got something on the list that they said, yes, we'll do. But I think that was only because they're not going to do other things. That's all right. We'll take what we can get. All right. So everybody's okay with us leaving it here?
Yep.
Okay. Keep going. Stop me if you've read this and you have issues that I did not highlight in here. Yeah, I responded on that one about the sidewalks. We don't need to know how many, the length of sidewalks in the county. It's not necessary. So I told her just to delete that. They did add this part in here that just came from stakeholder interviews. Some people still want a fixed route service. GTS is doing their own transit plan right now, so in general, I just figure we'll let them handle those stakeholder comments in their plan. It doesn't hurt us to mention that stakeholders said they wanted it. So, unless you object. I'm just going to leave that the way it is. Gracious. I think we're going to get down to the bottom before you know it. All right, so getting down here to the policies and actions. So as per usual, we'll go through each one of them. Coordinate with SHA to assess the feasibility of identifying an alternative north-south truck route through the county. Like I said, that's that study. They have started it. I'm always leery of taking it out just because I know they've started it, because I've seen things stop and not come back. So if we take it out, then we won't have that to fall back on. So are you okay with leaving that in there? Okay. Second one, develop an interconnected countywide trails master plan to prioritize off-road projects serving different uses, including but not limited to, that goes back to that added objective earlier and from stakeholder interviews. Everybody okay with that? Number three, continue to support and encourage the completion of the Oakland Bypass as designed by SHA. That's always a bone of contention. So it's been in here for a long time. Current status of that is that they, being MDOT, aren't going to have money for it until, what was it, 2026, I think it is. So what happens in 6 years, I don't know. But this is a 10-year plan, so keep it in or not.
This board supports the completion of the Oakland Bypass?
You did before. You weren't on the board then. The county commissioners do. It's in the transportation priority letter. But one of the things that we've said is that it's the, it's always been a, it's in Oakland. So if a town wants it, we don't usually say, no, you don't. We just include it.
Yeah.
Look at that face. I have one, leave it in. Anybody else?
I'm not.
You're not touching it with a 10-foot pole? Okay. You abstain?
Yeah. I know we're being recorded, so I didn't want to say anything again. All
right. Well, if it's in the priority letter, it should be that in here.
Okay. Good point. Let me get my notes done here. I was lax. Recent actions 1 through 2. Okay. All right. Number four, continue to support the regional effort for to link the Pennsylvania Turnpike with Corridor H in West Virginia. That's 219 North, but the whole Appalachian Development Highway system. Where are the terminuses? The actual terminuses, New York to Georgia?
Not the 88. It terminates up the just above Johnstown.
Okay.
And okay. The ADHS. Okay. And I suggest for your consideration that you might want to add a 4B that you want the truck corridor. You ask them to look at 495 as the truck corridor. To 19.
But this isn't part of this north-south highway.
No.
Okay, so it wouldn't be 4B, it would be a separate.
Okay. Wherever you want to stick it, I'm just thinking that might help your truck corridor study and help move the trucks out of town.
Okay. Make sure. Yeah, I think we end at 10. So, yeah, there's nothing else in there about the truck corridor study. But it's not there. So it would be part of one, because one talks about an alternative truck route. But if you want to add something about 495 being the alternative, of course, part of the study is they're supposed to tell us what the most logical truck route should be. I mean, we can say we think it's going to be 495 as the most logical one, but
you're the worst.
To you. Yeah. What do you think?
So Dave, you're saying 495 to be an alternative truck route? That's what you're wanting to consider?
Yeah, I'm thinking 495 because it's connects at 68, so it's just you can either do the Chestnut Ridge Road over to New Germany and come down, which I think they do, that is basically what it is now. See a lot of trucks there.
Yeah.
A lot of trucks coming down 495. And like Gary Riddell uses 495 to go out from the
industrial park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me because you come in, you go around Oakland by Burger King, take 219 south. Same with their trucks coming up from Border Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 495 was built for 80,000 pound tractor trailers.
Mm-hmm.
It has that base.
It just doesn't have the width, and if they have to take any curves out. At one point in time, I think Tony Crawford told me it would cost more to improve 495 than build a new road. But I'm not sure about that anymore. It might have changed.
I'm no Indian me.
Me either. I don't know. I was just trying to assess feasibility. Like, would you really do it?
Could you add something to the request for the study that include consideration of improvements to 495?
That's in the priority funding letter. We specifically mentioned 495. And Sand Flat, actually, because trucks use that and they shouldn't be.
Well, Sand Flat's easier, shorter, cheaper than going all the way out to 495, especially if you're going westbound, you're further east then.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But that road is that used to be, my understanding was it used to be a state highway road.
Well,
and then
yeah.
And then it became a county road.
It's an extension of the road from Kitzmiller up to 135.
Yeah. So we do mention those specific roads in the traffic priority, the priority letter, and we suggest they look at those in particular. So that's what they're doing. But as for the comp plan, do we mention them in particular or not?
But based on what you said, it'd be cheaper to upgrade Sand Flat than it would be $495.
Might be, but I get the impression they don't want to touch that one with a 10-foot pole, kind of like you. We don't want to be anywhere near Sand Flat because I guess it's more curvy and narrower, and I don't think there's a whole lot of right-of-way there to be used. But it is shorter, so I don't know. But it also, I know Gary said before, well, that still dumps my trucks out having to go through Deep Creek in the summertime. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. So he still probably wouldn't use it because of that.
Any other comments?
I agree with what Debbie said. We're asking them for a feasibility study. Let them tell us what their best way is. We don't need influence.
Okay. So leave one the way it is. And then, you know, those specifics are mentioned in the priority letter, so they can go with that. All right, so then let's look at the four is okay. Five, continue to support Garrett Trails in its efforts to develop a well-used network of high-quality, sustainable trails that provide access to Garrett County's historic municipal and environmental resources.
Dumb question. Has Garrett Trails been getting some more money now?
They get grants.
I'm not saying, but do you like the grants have kept coming? I haven't mm-hmm. talked to Greenbacher
yeah. and the other. Yeah, they're very good about getting their grants. And we usually help them here.
Right.
Like we'll be the front end on a lot of those things.
Because
a lot of grants have to go through the government. So five is okay. Five is okay. Six, ensure collaboration with the roads department, planning and development, it's land management office, or the Department of Recreation and Parks. Okay, I edited this. I must have a different version than what I sent you. Include the Chamber of Commerce to address bicycling issues such as route designations, assessing bicycle safety issues, and identifying needs for future improvements. So one of the things that I edited, as I recall, is that there's some discussion here, and I think I put it in one of your comments, that they're in error here. There was never a desire to create a Department of Recreation and Parks. That's under my purview over there. But we have had discussions about creating a Parks and Rec advisory board that would function a lot like you guys and help with prioritizing POS requests, updating the LPPRP, which is the Parks and Rec plan, which is mandated to be done. So that, I can see that coming forward, and that board would, you know, like, advise the commissioners on what they should do with Parks and Rec stuff. I think that would be very helpful in the future. So I edited that to make sure that said what it needs to do.
When you say be informed as recommended, recommended by who?
Recommended by me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I, well, before I leave, but we've been in discussions about it for a while, but I haven't written down the actual proposal to how that board would work, how many members, who should be represented, that sort of thing. So I'll get that done before I leave as well.
Would they advise this board?
No, they'd advise the commissioners. So this specific goal would ensure collaboration with bicycle issues, basically. But it might address your concern because it also addresses bicycle safety. So are we okay with this one?
Around at every county road, it's just not.
All right, so number six is okay?
Good.
All right, with the edits that I described about Parks and Rec. Number seven, identify pedestrian needs in areas where pedestrian activity is high or increasing, such as the county's designated villages and around schools and other institutions. Now, our villages, our rural villages, as you might recall, places like Crellin and Hutton and, you know, that sort of thing, whether pedestrian activity is increasing there is debatable, but... I usually think, when I read this one, the college, that's where you have a lot of pedestrian activity around that particular school. So.
Any comments on that one? That's a good ad.
Seven's okay. Eight, support increased transit service, GTS service, particularly to serve tourists, college students, and the needs of elderly residents. Consider building on existing shuttle bus service in Deep Creek. Explore the feasibility of implementing a fixed route service even seasonally. So this has been round and round. I think GTS has said it's really not feasible for them to do a fixed route service. They've tried it before, but they hear it. I mean, like I said, they're just finishing up their plan. They've heard that from people. So they're trying to address some of the needs. I do think that it would behoove us at some point to be able to account for the tourists. So when I talked about linking all these mobility options, think about having a bus that you can put your bike on, and you park at one place, you take the bus down, you bike back to wherever that place is, whether that's Friendsville to Oakland or, you know, Deep Creek to Grantsville, wherever. But we don't, our GTS buses really aren't meant for tourists. And there's a whole slew of legal reasons why that doesn't happen. So it's a lot bigger and more complicated than I thought going into it. But, if there's a way to figure out how to get out from under all those restrictions that really come from the federal government and where their money comes from, it would probably be good in the long run, I would think. I don't think we have enough people just looking at our citizens to support a fixed route service, but if you add the seasonal tourist thing, it might actually help support your service for the rest of the year. At least that's my humble idea.
I don't think you could do it for a full year. I think you can do it summer, 3 months.
Yeah.
and I know you can't use the same funds that Community Action uses to buy the buses.
Right.
You have to have a separate pot of money to buy those kind of buses.
Right. That's why I said it's a whole lot more complicated than you ever thought. Right.
Right.
Right. I've always called it rural TOD, which is transit-oriented development, but there's no rural definition for transit on the state level. So I've been kicking that can for a long time, but it's a hard nut to crack, so whatever.
We don't have to crack it, we just have to support it.
Yes.
Right.
It is. All right, so you're okay with number 8?
Yep.
All right, number 9, promote private air charter use and economic development associated with the airport.
They're in the process of building more hangars up there, right? The county is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did not that long ago, and I think there's more coming.
I think there's more coming. I had heard a while ago, I wonder if anybody else has heard that there are plans over in Morgantown to expand that runway so it can handle passenger jets, which means I got to do a hell of a lot of fill and packing on the one end if they're going to do it.
In Morgantown.
So obviously a shuttle service or charter service over here would be nice, or the ability to do that would be nice, which I think with a 5,000-foot runway we would have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they do that in Morgantown, it's going to stimulate growth over this way, our way.
It might. But I'd also read this week that Hagerstown lost funding.
I saw that too.
And they're hurting.
Yeah.
So, and I think that was federal money.
It was. It was the Enhanced Air Service.
Makes me wonder how viable small airports are if they're not going to get federal funding.
Well, the current chairman of the environmental subcommittee that handles airports and highways is Senator Capito from West Virginia, so I don't think Clarksburg or Charleston is going to lose anything. But that's just me.
Clarksburg's already long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, any comments on number 9?
No, I think it looks good.
All right. So, number 10 is one that I highlighted here. Host a Garrett County Transportation Summit to discuss multimodal regional planning solutions and solicit out-of-the-box ideas. So I've had a couple discussions about transportation planning and transportation summits, both from the perspective of mobility of people in the region, since we're not just a county where people are all working and living here. That's not how it works. And because the cost of rural transit is prohibitive, that if we did something regionally, maybe we could pool our efforts and be able to afford things better. Also, I've had, back when Greg and Crawford was head of GTS, he always wanted to have a transit summit to talk about improving transit locally. Also, way back in the day, and Dave will remember, through the Development Corp, we had a group that was meeting because we talked about doing a transportation plan, and I wanted it to be a regional plan and create a regional transportation group that could, you know, keep these things going. But it didn't really go anywhere, and one of the things that was said to me, trying to do anything regionally is going to be really, really hard. Just try to do a Garrett County one and then expand from there. But I still see the benefit of trying to keep up and try to do something. How we put it in here, if you agree that it needs to be put in here, that's up to you.
Any comments on number 10?
So that's an add-on.
Yeah,
that was never there before.
That's an add-on. Yeah, and they noted it because I have something in the transportation priority letter under regional transportation priorities.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm saying we have to do it.
Somebody's requested it, right, from a stakeholder comment?
Well, I stirred that pot, so you can blame me. it's all my fault. I claim it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to put number 11 in it. Trying to come up with a rickshaw service down Deep Creek, you know. I mean, that gets rid of your bike, then.
That's it. You have a printout of what I sent you?
I have.
I am afraid that I might have missed something. Like, I hate different versions of things, so I just want to make sure that I didn't miss something.
What's it called?
My printer.
All right, so yeah, what I had put down here was below that, because this talks about a transportation summit that's up there, and then I said something about do we add something about a regional collaboration policy, and that was to get from...
What's the difference between that and the...
Right. We could combine that into one, but really it's not just a summit, it's getting together the regional players to talk about all the modes. Airport, transit.
And just put them both together, trucks, that way it's simplified. Whatever. Stop rating.
Put them both together?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Going back up, because I did miss something. Sorry I stole this from you, and sorry that what I have here is not exactly what I sent you. So let me put down, combine number 10 with idea of regional group. Kind of reminds me of a mini MPO.
RPO. Yeah.
Oh, RPO. MPO, RPO. Yeah.
Allegheny County has the MPO, and I never find out who's on it or what they've ever done. Nothing, as far as I know. Allegheny County, that serves as the regional MPO.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a planning, or it's a regional planning organization. And generally those things, whether it's an MPO or an RPO, they center around transportation issues. So, all right, I'll put that in there. Back up, because I figured I missed something. Up here at the top, where we talk about passenger rail service in Garrett County, this came from the 2008 plan. And of course, it's in our transportation priority letter, because it's been there forever, that Oakland requested a return of passenger rail service to Oakland. We've had a lot of discussions about my frustration with a priority letter being full of things that just keep going from year after year after year without any realism as to whether it will ever actually happen. So my thing this year has been, just tell me if this is absolutely never going to happen in anybody's lifetime, and I'll take it off. You know, we'll just have to deal with it. And so there's been some discussion about, is this realistic? Is it ever going to happen? I'm not even sure that there's 100% agreement within Oakland Town Council that they support this anymore. I don't know. I don't know. So
it's been gone since 1981. Amtrak.
Yes.
It's hard to believe, but how long?
And Joe Biden being out, he was always a big supporter of Amtrak. I just don't see Amtrak coming back.
It's all freight service now, so a lot of people say they'll never change it from freight service. They'll never go back to passenger. And one of the problems is talking to the rail company is really hard, even to get somebody to return a phone call. So, let alone get them to change a policy.
When was the last time Amtrak added passenger service anywhere? I mean, in terms of a new route.
I don't think they do that anymore.
They don't do that. I feel like doing new stuff.
Yeah. There is a small core group that is adamant about this in Oakland. Like I said, I'm not sure it's everyone on the town council supports it, but there is a core group that is adamant about this, and that's how it keeps coming up. In fact, during our CTP tour this past year, it was mentioned.
Hmm.
Well, you were talking about things that are never going to happen. Also having the plan about the ridge over railroad tracks out at 560.
That's another one. I don't think it's in here, though.
We can get a crosswalk over to the movie theaters over to the, who knows, and the parents. These, those kind of things just aren't going to happen.
Yeah. So I'm in the midst of these discussions about whether to take them out of the transportation priority letter, and bam, guess what? They're in the comp plan. So before we get to the transportation priority letter, we'll have to decide whether or not we want to keep them in here.
I think it should go. I mean, that's a pipe dream. They're even trying to do other rail systems out in California. They're failing. They can't get enough funding. Mm-hmm. I just don't see that coming back at all. Amtrak's losing money. Begin with, you think they're going to add this on? They lose more money? No, it's not going to happen. Unless there's a change of times and a change of
subsidy, they're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So it is under your, like, this whole chapter is under discussion of issues, and I mean, when it comes to rails. So, take out that last paragraph, do you think? Just delete it?
Whatever has to do with Amtrak, and yeah,
I'll the passenger service.
It's not going to happen. Okay. Been going since 81. I mean, that's...
Anybody else? Okay. Delete the paragraph about passenger rail service returning to Oakland. All right.
Did they ever have a Greyhound bus terminal in Oakland?
I don't remember. Well, they have it up at Grantsville.
I mean, I can't remember my lifetime, but I... Did Grantsville have one?
They had one, yes. And they got the Megabus that stops there, too, now. Up at Pilot.
Well, they actually pick up people there?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know how to stop. They're there all the time. I see them.
All right, so this is another one I missed. Up here in this paragraph above airport on page 13, it talks about in the last plan how we had talked about a single-family cluster option for subdivision, which, you know, it's just... We did amend our subdivision code, so this is encouraged. It acknowledges here, and this is something that they wrote, that it's rarely used. I'm not sure that it's ever used. But this is part of preserving the corridor on scenic byways. I know SHA has a lot of roles that are optional for us to do, which we don't do, that because we don't have zoning, and this would be de facto zoning that would control along scenic byways what you can build. So it says here, it acknowledges that we do encourage clustering that would allow the preservation of some scenic views maybe in rural character, but they further state, this comes just from AECOM, while this is a great step forward, specific corridor management or master plans that focus on design as opposed to tourism could give developers and residents better ideas of which plants and design features are most appropriate for protecting the natural character of the area. So, in essence, what they're recommending here is that we come up with some sort of corridor management plans along scenic byways that would control landscaping and design of builds that you can see from the road on a scenic byway.
That comes back to zoning, doesn't it?
That's why we've always avoided it, because it feels like de facto zoning, but along a corridor, which we don't have. But this would kind of do that. Zoning without zoning.
And I see the positive point of that is you want to keep things nice.
Right.
I just went to this weekend.
Right there, it's Monroe Vista, 495. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. In some places, if you're along a scenic corridor, they can dictate what kind of plants, and you just happen to live there and you have a house there, they can say, when you landscape, what kind of plants you can put in there. Let's say they all have to be native and something that used to grow along here so it preserves the historic character of this road. Mm-hmm. You can't paint your house green or your door orange or, you know, I mean, those sorts of things.
Aesthetic zoning.
Yeah. Yeah. So that if this was the road that George Washington traveled, you can drive down that road and feel like, hey, it still has that old character. You're chuckling.
No, but I guess that's what we're saying.
Of cobblestone streets.
I'm not a big fan of dictating that, but
yeah,
I know what they were trying to accomplish here.
This didn't
make sense, but
they put it here, but they didn't create a policy or action on it. So it could be just glossed over, but why have it in the narrative,
right,
if you're not going to make a policy out of it? Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to, then you would go from here, and in your policy you'd put create a corridor management plan for all scenic byways in the county, and you would put that there. But they didn't. But they did put it in the narrative that it should be considered.
Like I said, I don't know that it does. I mean, it probably shouldn't be in there because we're trying to, yeah, I think you're trying to dictate law, and I don't think that's, I know what the concept they're trying to come up with, but it's my opinion. Should just come out of there.
I'll go with that.
Do you have any strong feeling one way or another?
I don't want to do a scenic byway corridor. Our zoning doesn't even dictate to the level that
says that. How can you do something we have to enforce it?
Right. It's a whole nother layer of, even in Deep Creek, I don't tell you what kind of color you can put on your house or what plant you can plant in front of it. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Our zoning doesn't do that.
What's that?
It doesn't make sense.
An HOA can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, an HOA can do it.
In certain applications, it does. It talks about amount of stuff.
Right, on commercial properties. Yeah.
Certain
facades. Yeah.
It's hard, if not impossible, to enforce that. I mean,
yeah.
I tell a story today. I was in a place called Lake Gaston, North Carolina, over the weekend. And it's one of the most beautiful lakes I've ever seen. Big lake. Problem, you drive down the corridor to the main lake, it's all plywood sign. You had the, like, Joe's Plumbing, you know what I mean? And they weren't 10 feet apart for like 4 miles. They must have an area where they must have just zoned that as, you know, no signage any place beyond that. But where the signage was allowed, it was just stacked one right after another. Looked terrible, you know what I mean? And it just, but that's what aesthetic zoning in areas like that's both to do. But beautiful place. And my wife's like, what do you notice that for? I said, this looks like hell. You know, I mean, that, yeah, they weren't even well done. They weren't level. They weren't, you know. But I think when you try to push certain things like this, I don't think it has a place in this document anyway.
The only other thing that it looks like I missed going through this was just the transit section, and we've already had that discussion, but I did put in here to add a reference to the transit plan. I've told you about it, but it's not in here, so I put a reference. It needs to be referenced and specifically mentioned, so I did put that in here. So that would be it.
Cool.
Pass this back.
Hey, does the Jeff. Sanitary, or let's say, did the planning commission pay for a printer ink? I ran out of printer ink.
Oh, no.
Well, I couldn't follow all your kids.
If you want me to print it out, I'll print it out. It works. All right. So, I think we're done.
Anything else? I saw you had mineral resources. Is that something next chapter?
Next one, yeah. I didn't get that done.
This is our last meeting with you.
It is. Yeah. It is.
No crying.
On behalf of the commission, it's been a pleasure. I don't know how we're going to get through it. with this.
You will always find a way. Yes.
Of course you do.
Chad is good. Chad is good, and he'll help push this through, but I think Kevin Knoll is going to be on top of the comp plan more than anybody, probably. So.
What was his last name?
Kevin Knoll, our county administrator. Yeah. He said specifically, you will get this to a place where I can take over, right? Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Well, you won't have to hit one of those phones in here so we can do a speed dial conference call on January 8th. Maybe work a new job by then?
No, actually. I don't start there till January 13th.
There you go.
I'll be down there.
Give me your phone number and I'll dial you up and have you already on conference call.
Okay. Where are you going?
Charles County.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Metropolitan Rural Conference.
I am.
Commuting back and forth every day?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm moving.
Okay.
I'm moving.
All right, thanks everybody. Meeting adjourned. Never did have a gavel.
Well done.